Today's shiur is Masechta Nazir, Daf Mem Dalad, and we will begin on Daf Mem Dalad, Amud Aleph, at the Mishnah towards the top of the Amud. Says the Mishnah, Shlai Sheminim Asur Menazir. There are three halachas, there are three things that are forbidden to a Nazir. The Farshim point out that the Mishnah uses the words Minim, types, matters, to teach us, as we will learn in the Mishnah, that these three concepts that apply to a Nazir are very different and have very unique and specific halachas. And that's why the Mishnah used the wording minim. The Farshim go on to explain that we can't, the Tveres Yisrael explains this way, we can understand the sequence of the Mishnayis. Where in the previous Mishnah we learned the halacha that if a Nazir violates one of his dinim, if he did it with only one act of warning, even if he did it continuously, he would only receive one set of malchus. However, if he received separate warnings before performing each prohibited act, he would receive separate set of malchus for every action. And the Mishnah repeated the same din three times for drinking wine and for taking a haircut and for becoming tamei. And as we had discussed, the question was, why does the Mishnah have to say the exact same din three times? And Rishonim explained, because since each of these dinim have very specific and different rules, we might have thought that the din isn't the same by each one of those cases. That's why the Mishnah had to keep on repeating what we thought and what seems to be the exact same thing. So now our Mishnah goes on to show us that indeed each of these halachas are very different, and therefore we understand the previous Mishnah. Hataglat tuma, a nazir may not become tamei. Hataglachas, a nazir may not take a haircut. Vayoytzim and agefin, a nazir may not partake of anything that comes out of a grapevine. Says the Mishnah, Choymer betuma ubetaglachas v'moytzeh hagefin. There's a specific stringency that applies to halacha of tuma taglachas that is not applied to yoytzim and agefin. Shatuma v'taglachas soysim. Tuma, if a nazir becomes tamei, the halacha is it causes complete forfeiture. All of the days that he had kept as a nazir, he loses, and he has to begin again his naziris. Taglachas, if a nazir took a haircut, even cutting with a razor, or according to other mandrim, even any implement similar to a razor, even one hair, it causes him to forfeit 30 days of his naziris. He would have to wait for a whole 30 days before he could count his naziris. And as we explained, and we'll understand in the Gemara, in Mitzvashem, it's in order for his hair to grow back to a 30-day growth. Saisrim, so they have the ability to cause some sort of forfeiture. However, a yoytzim and a gefen, if somebody drinks a grape product or eats a grape product, ain't a soyser, it doesn't cause any forfeiture. Although, midrabanan, it does cause this much, that if the nazir accepted upon himself a 30-day naziris, if he drank wine for 5 days, those 5 days that he drank wine will not count towards his naziris, and he'll have to keep another 5 days. But they don't cause any forfeiture. Certainly not midaraisa. Says the Mishnah, Chaim v'yoytz min agefen mituma meglachas. On the other hand, there is a stringency regarding the nazir's eating or drinking grape products versus tuma taglachas. She yoytz min agefen lahutum echlolai. A nazir, there's never a situation where a nazir could have grape products. And the Mefarshim explain, we have, at the beginning of the Masechta, discussed the Machloitis Rishonim, if a Nazir may drink Kiddush wine or Havdalah wine. According to the Rishonim, that a Nazir may not even drink Kiddush or Havdalah wine, Our Mishnah is very understandable. There is never a case where another may drink wine. However, according to the Rishonim, that Kiddush wine and Avdolah wine, a Nazir may drink. Our Mishnah means that even if a Nazir made a Shvua, he took an oath that he's going to drink wine, still he may not drink the wine. But ask the Mefarshim, according to these Rishonim, that a Nazir may drink Kiddush wine and have Dollar wine. So why is our Mishnah saying that there's never an exception to the rule that a Nazir is not allowed to drink wine? We just said a very significant exception. He's allowed to drink Kiddush wine. He's allowed to drink Havdalah wine. So Mefarshim explain, according to these Rishonim, the Naziris doesn't apply at all to Kiddush and Havdalah wine. It's not that there's an exception that under certain circumstances we allow the Nazir to drink wine. It's very different. There is no Naziris at all as far as Kiddush and Havdalah wine. However, Tuma Taglachas Hotu Mechlalon. Tuma, there's a time where a Nazir may become Tameh, and there's a time that a Nazir may take a haircut. And explains the Mishnah, but Taglachas Mitzvah, the halacha is that a Nazir may take a haircut when it's a Mitzvah. We learned earlier in our Perek, that a Nazir who is a Mitzora may take a haircut. Ubemeis mitzvah, the halacha is a Nazir, even though he's not allowed to become Tameh, he may become Tameh to Meis mitzvah. The Mefarshim ask that this halacha, that a Nazir who is a Mitzayra is allowed to take a haircut, is not because Chot Mechlaloi, but rather, as we explained when we learned the Sugya, is because of the concept of Esei Doichelois Esei. So why is our Mishnah using Chot Mechlaloi? So some Mefarshim say that that's what the Mishnah means. The Mishnah is not explaining why. The Mishnah is explaining what. What is a Nazir permitted? What is he not permitted? And the Mishnah is saying that he's permitted to drink, to take a haircut because if he's a Mitzayra. However, Rabbi Chanan explains what the Mishnah means, that the Nazir is allowed to take a haircut, is not referring to the situation that he's a Mitzayra and at the as he begins his purification process, he has to take a haircut. Rather, what the Mishnah is referring to is a different din. The halacha of the Torah tells us is, if one forms a nesek, a discoloration on his body, so sometimes the Torah requires that he be shaved around the nesek. And that halacha even applies, even if he is a Nazir. And that's what the Mishnah refers to. The Mefarshim also ask, that we're going to learn a mitzvah shem in the Gemara, that there is a very specific din applying to the haircutting of a Nazir. That not only the Nazir who takes a haircut is over the laugh, but even the individual, the barber, who gives the Nazir a haircut is over. So why doesn't our Mishnah mention that as a chumrah of taglachas over the other items? Explain the Mefarshim. Kvega says this. Our Mishnah is only referring to halachas that apply to the Nazir himself. This halacha that we just mentioned applies to the barber. Our Mishnah is referring to the Nazir, not to anyone else. Continues the Mishnah, V'choymer b'tumah b'taglachas. Tumah has a stringency over taglachas. So tumah seiseris is a kol. As we said earlier, if a Nazir becomes tamei, it causes complete forfeiture of his Naziris. Furthermore, v'chayev al karban, as we will learn in the Mishnah on Amud Beis, if he becomes Tamei, he has to bring a series of karbanos before he resumes his Naziris. However, taglachas enos oseris al shloshim, if he takes a haircut, it only causes forfeiture of 30 days. And furthermore, ben chayav on like carbon, there is no chiv carbon for Nazir who took a haircut. Says the Gemara. V'tumalai hotu mechlala, our Mishnah says, ask the Gemara, that halacha ought to be that there should never be an exception. A Nazir should never be allowed to become tamei, because we should say, al kavachoy me miyayin, or ma'ayayin, regarding drinking wine. Shayna Saiser, which we just finished learning in the Mishnah, does not have the ability to cause any forfeiture of the Nazirs. Still, a Nazir may not drink wine, Tuma, which is a more powerful Aveira. Shesoseres, it causes forfeiture, Eina Dishlai Tut Mechlala. Certainly, a Nazir should never be allowed to have, a Nazir should never have an exception to the rule and be allowed to become Tamei. Tamalayma answers the Gemara, the Pasuk explicitly allows the Nazir to become Tamei. Because the Pasuk says, La'aviv l'imay la'yitama, to teach us, La'aviv l'imay la'yitama, he's not become Tamei to his father or his mother, Amatam hulamei smitzah. The Torah expressly is teaching us that he is allowed to become Tamei smitzah. Continues the Gemara, V'yayin yutam mechlali. On the other hand, asks the Gemara, we should allow a Nazir to drink wine. And as we explained, the case would be if a Nazir made a shvua obligating himself to drink wine, he should be allowed perhaps to drink that wine, because we should say a kavachayim mituma. Ma tuma, if tuma, which is such a serious sin, shisoseres, it has the ability to cause complete forfeiture. Daloch is chota mechlala. Under certain circumstances, a Nazir may become tamei. Meis mitzvah, yayin she'ena soiser, yayin which isn't so serious. It doesn't cause any forfeiture of the naziris. Ein odin shiyot b'chlala, that if a nazir made a shvua that he's going to drink wine, he should be allowed to drink wine. Amakra answers the Gemara. The pasuk says, miyayin v'sheicher yazir. The pasuk says that he's completely abstain himself from all types of wine, less a yayin mitzvah ki yayin rishos, all types of wine, even when it's a yayin mitzvah. Ask the Gemara on the other hand, v'yayin yistas akol. Why don't we say that wine causes forfeiture? For we should say a kal v'chayim mituma, uma tuma. If tuma shorta mechlola, that under certain circumstances the nazir may become tamei. Daloch is seiseres is a kol. It causes complete forfeiture. Yain shloi hota mechlola. So wine, which there's never an exception allowing a nazir to drink wine, like kol shken sheister, wine should certainly cause forfeiture. Ask the shita, how could the gemara attempt to learn the halacha of wine from tuma? By tuma, we just learned in the Mishnah that halacha is that if a nazir becomes tuma, he has to bring kabbanis. So that's a very significant difference, and maybe therefore only tuma, which brings with it an obligation to bring kabbanis, causes complete forfeiture. Wine, which doesn't bring obligation to bring kabbanis, doesn't cause forfeiture. So the shita answers, the reason the Gemara didn't refute the kal v'chomer with this manner, because the Gemara could have said tuma is a raya, because taglachas is a raya, because taglachas causes forfeiture, even though there is no obligation to bring a carbon. So we see that the carbon isn't the relevant factor. The Tyrus HaNazir answers that indeed is part of the question of the Gemara. Part of the question of the Gemara, in its attempt to learn the halacha of yayin from tuma, is that drinking wine should cause complete forfeiture, and furthermore, it should cause the obligation to bring a carbon. The Karen Ira explains, the reason the Gemara didn't include or didn't use the obligation to bring a carbon in this question answer, says the Karen Ira, because the obligation to bring a carbon is certainly a totally separate factor. It has nothing to do with the Naziris, of the keeping the Naziris, or the forfeiting of the Naziris, and that's why the Gemara knew that that wouldn't be a good refutation of its question that perhaps drinking wine should cause forfeiture. Says the Gemara, Amakra, the Yomim Rishonim Yiplu Kitame Nizroi. The Torah specifically says that that only tuma causes forfeiture, vein yayin soiser, but not drinking wine causes forfeiture. Continues the Gemara. V'teklachas tister as a kol. Perhaps we should say that taking a haircut should cause complete forfeiture, because we should say the following kavachaymer. Kavachaymer mitumah. Or matumah. Shloi osbo mitame kimitame. The Torah does not treat the person who causes a nazar to become tamei like the nazar who became tamei. There is no specific aveira under those circumstances. Yet, so seris as a kol, tumah causes complete forfeiture. Taglachas she'osba megaleik misgaleik. By taking a haircut, where we will learn soon a pasuk, where the Torah teaches us that not only the nazir who takes a haircut, but even the barber who gives him the haircut is oiver and aveira. Ain't a din she'ister as a kol. Certainly, taglachas should cause complete forfeiture. Amakra. Again, says the Gemara, Vayomim Rishonim Yiplu Ki Tomei Nizroi, Tomei Seseres Lekol, Tomei causes complete forfeiture, Vayintaglach Seseres Lekol, haircutting doesn't cause complete forfeiture, only a forfeiture of 30 days. The Ravid explains, why is Taglachas unique? That it's the only case where not only the Nazir who transgresses the Aveira receives Malkus, but even the barber. Why not by the other cases? Says the Ravid. A haircut is the only of one of these three cases that is usually done not by yourself. It usually involves someone else. Usually a person becomes tamei on his own. Usually a person drinks wine on his own. A haircut, you usually have a barber give you a haircut. And therefore the Torah only by the haircut said the din of a osoba megaleach kemis galeach. The Rambam, interestingly, says that even though, as we just learned, if somebody causes a nazir to become tamei, there isn't a special aveira. However, the Rambam says the one who does so is over the aveira of lifnei leisite mechshol. Points out the Radvaz. He says that throughout halacha, throughout Shas, we find that the only time one is over the aveira of lifnei evil l'seitei mechshol is by trei avrid nahara, which means that the person cannot have committed this sin unless I helped him commit it. It was the trei avrid nahara, the food, I gave a person non-kosher food, he could have never had access to this food, it was on the other side of the river, I brought this non-kosher food, that's why I'm over lifnei evil. But if the person could have done the aveira without my participation, there is no issa d'oraisa lifnei iver. There is an issa d'rabbanan of misayeya that I help a person do an aveira, but we don't have an issa d'oraisa. Says the Ratvaz. Similarly here, even if I cause chas v'shalom a nazir to become tamei, it's only a case where the nazir could not have become tamei if not for my intervention. However, the Divrei Mekil disagrees. And Divrei Mekil says that yes, the only time we're over lifnei iver is if the person couldn't have done the aveira without me. However, in a case where I not only help the person do the aveira, but I actually directly make the person doing the aveira. For example, in this case, where I put the nazir in contact with a mace. I go and I put a kezayis min a mace on a nazir. So that even if it's a case where the nazir could have had access to that kezayis without my being here, but I literally put that kezayis on the nazir, says the Divrei Mekil, that is a situation where I would be over lifnei aver midaraisa. Continues the Gemara. Why we should say tuma nasaba tamei kimitamei? By tuma we should indeed say that the person who causes a nazir to become tamei should be tamei also, because I should say should be over alav also, because we'd say kavachoyim mitaglachas or ma taglachas she'enu soseres al shloishim. If taglachas, which only causes a forfeiture of 30 days. Osba megaleich kemeskaleich. The halach is that somebody who gives the nazir a haircut is over the lav. Tuma, she'saseres as a kol. Tuma that causes complete forfeiture. Ain't a din shenasba metamei kemetamei. Certainly, the person what causes the Nazir to become Tamei Shibi Tamei, ask the Keren Ayra. We have a rule throughout Shas, Ein Ayin Shimon Adin. We can't give a person a punishment based on a Kal V'Chomer. So explain to Keren Ayra, the intent of the Gemara's question is not to say that this person who causes the Nazir to become Tamei will receive Malkus. What the Gemara means to ask, says the Keren Ayra, is that he should receive a special, he should be over a specific Isser for doing this. Amakra, V'timei Rosh Nazari. L'tamei Rosh Nazari. Only the person who causes himself to become Tamei, the Nazir who causes himself to become Tamei, will be over the Avera, not anyone else that participated. Ask the Gemara, V'taglachas loy nasaba megaleich miskaleich. By giving a haircut, the halacha maybe ought to be that the barber giving the haircut is not over a special avera, because we should say a kavachayim mituma or ma tuma shisoseres asakol, a tuma which causes complete forfeiture. We just learned loy asba matamei kimatamei. Still, the person that causes the nazir to become tamei is not over the avera. Taglachas shenasoseres al shloishim yoyim. Taglachas which only causes a forfeiture of 30 days. Certainly, like Hoshgain, Shloim Nasim Galeich Meskaleich, the person giving the haircut should not be over an Avera. Answers the Gemara, Amakra, Tar Layava Roshay. Says the Gemara, way to read this Pasuk, Kribay Layava Hu, for Layava Lacher. No one may cause the Nazar's hair to be cut, and if someone, even if it's not just the Nazar himself, causes that to happen, he is over a laugh. Ask the Gemara for taglachas loy tutu meklola. The halacha is maybe perhaps taglachas should not ever be permitted, because we should say a kal v'chomer miyayin or mayayin she'ein esoyser. If wine which doesn't cause any forfeiture still loy tutu meklola, there's never an exception to the rule. A nazir may never drink wine. Taglachas shososeris, taglachas which does cause 30-day forfeiture, Eino din shle tut mechlolo, certainly it should not cause, it should not, there should never be a right for a nazir to take a haircut. Answers the Gemara, Amakra, Amrachmana, as we learned earlier in the Perek, the Pasuk has a superfluous word in the parish of a nazir, where the Torah tells us, that, of the parish of Metzora, that the Torah says that the Metzora Yigaleich es kol sa'oroi, he has to cut his all his hair. And then the Torah goes on to say, es roishoi veziknoi, and as we learned, the words roishoi veziknoi are extra, to teach us, amrachmana roishoi, amrachmana ziknoi, to teach us that even though he's a nazir, the Metzora takes a haircut. Ask the Gemara, with the kalachas leitis the klal, perhaps taglachas should not cause any forfeiture, for we should make a kavachomer miyayin and say, if there's never a time where a nazir may drink wine, yet ain't a soiser, when a nazir does drink wine, it doesn't cause any forfeiture. Taglachas shot machlola, taking a haircut, which does at times you allow the nazir to take a haircut, and it didn't shlaitister, certainly this should not cause any forfeiture. Ask Tosfos, instead of learning from Yayin, why doesn't the Gemara say we learn from Tuma? And Tuma, even though that there is a time where a nazir is allowed to become Tamei, it still causes stira. Says Tosfos, the Gemara did not attempt to learn taglachas from Tuma, because the stira of tuma is a very different stira. Because as we learned, the stira of tuma is a complete forfeiture. That's why the Gemara did not attempt to learn from tuma. Says the Gemara, you're right. If we were really following the Kal V'Chomer, we would perhaps say that taglachas does not cause any forfeiture. The reason why it does cause this 30-day forfeiture is beginning gidul sava leka, as we explained in the Mishnah. The reason the nazir who takes a haircut has to wait another 30 days is because the growth of a hair that's less than 30 days old is not considered a growth. And that's why we have this din. It has nothing to do specifically to stira. Ask the Gemara, v'yayin yista shloshim yayin. Perhaps the halacha should be that wine should cause a forfeiture of 30 days. For we should say, kavachoyim mitaglachas, or ma taglachas, shot mechlola. If taglachas, which is permitted to be done under certain circumstances, so seres causes a forfeiture of 30 days, certainly yain shloit huta mechloloi, wine which doesn't cause any forfeiture, any din shiister, it certainly should not cause any forfeiture. Ask the Mefarshim. We already found at the beginning of this sugya that wine doesn't cause any forfeiture. So what's the Gemara's question of coming back to it? Answer the Mefarshim, that perhaps that limud only teaches us that it doesn't cause complete forfeiture, but maybe partial forfeiture, a 30-day forfeiture it ought to cause. That's why our Gemara asks, maybe it should cause a 30-day forfeiture. Ask Tosfos, that why doesn't the Gemara refute this Kal v'chomer by saying that we can't bring a raya from taglachas to drinking wine, because by taglachas there's a specific chumra that we just learned, osba megaleach kemiskaleach. The barber also is over the avera. That doesn't apply by wine. So why doesn't the Gemara use that as a refutation? So one teretz is, that's part of the Gemara's kasha. Part of Gemara's question is that since we should be able to learn yayin from taglachas, so the Gemara is asking two-part question. Number one, therefore the halacha should be that drinking wine should cause a 30-day forfeiture. And furthermore, the Gemara is asking that wine should also have the halacha that someone who gives another to drink wine is considered that he is over an avera. Answers the Gemara, the forfeiture, as we've learned earlier, the forfeiture that's caused by taking a haircut is not a din in stira. It's a separate concept. Midu atam el mishum gidul sar. We need that the nazir should have a growth of 30 days. Gabi yayin, by wine, hakaim sara. We don't have this concern, and that's why the Gemara doesn't use this. The Havachimer is not acceptable Kavachimer. Our Mishnah goes on to teach us the halachas if a Nazir does become Tamei during his term of Naziris. Mefarshim point out that shouldn't the Mishnayis first have taught us the halacha of what a Nazir who's Tar does before it teaches us the halachas of a Nazir who's Tamei? Explain the Mefarshim that, as we will see, the halachas of a Nazir becoming Tamei are far less than the halachas of a Nazir who's Tar. So the Mishnah first learns and explains these halachas, and then goes on to the lengthier sugya of a Nazir who's Tar. Says the Mishnah, Taglachas Toma Ketzad. What does a Nazir do if he became Tamei? Says the Mishnah, Hayimaza b'shlishi b'shvi. He undergoes the paraduma process, which any person who becomes a tamei meis must undergo. We're having the paraduma mixture sprinkled in him on the third and the seventh day from when he became tamei. Umegaleich b'shvi, and then he takes a haircut on the seventh day, or maybe kabanos b'shmini, and that day is the day that he went to the mikvah, and it's also the day that he takes the haircut. That day he's a tefil yoyin, or maybe kabanos b'shmini, and on the eighth day he brings the kabanos that we learned he has to bring the chatas, the oila, and the shlomim. There is a machloikus rishonim. What comes first? That does he take the haircut before he goes to the mikveh, or does he go to the mikveh and then take the haircut? And actually, this machloikus rishonim, the Chasam Sofer points out, is relevant lahalacha lemaisa. He says, what it will be the halacha if someone has to take a haircut and he also has to go to the mikveh? Will that hair, which is about to be cut, be considered a chatzitza in his going to the mikveh? According to the Rishonim, that the Nazir first goes to the mikveh and then takes a haircut, we see that hair is not considered a chatzitza. According to the Rishonim that say he takes the haircut first, It's a proof that the hair is considered a chatzitza. However, Rav Shlomo Kluger says that the comparison is not really valid, because Rav Shlomo Kluger points out, he says that a person who wants to take a haircut, he has a choice to take the haircut whenever he wants. So if he chose to take the haircut, if he has to take a haircut and then only goes to, if he goes to the mikveh before the haircut that he could have taken before going to the mikveh, the hair is considered a chatzitza. This nazir, if the halacha requires that he wait till he goes to the mikveh and only then take a haircut, it's not considered that it's a chatzitza, because he followed what the halacha told him. The Gra uses the same concept. The Gra says, how could a nazir ever put on tefillin? He has long hair, and why isn't it a chatzitza? Says the Gra, that hair that the halacha requires you to have is not considered a chatzitza. Similarly here, says Rav Shlomo Kluger, it could well be that if a person has to take a haircut and he goes to, is intending to take a haircut and goes to the mikveh before he took the haircut, it's a chatzitza. Only when the halacha prevents you from taking the haircut is it not considered a chatzitza. Says the Mishnah further, the halacha is, as the Rishonim point out, a mitzayra also has to undergo a process. When he becomes tahor, on the first day, he brings two birds, cuts his hair, and goes to the mikveh. Then 7 days later, he takes again a complete haircut, goes to the mikveh, and on the eighth day, he brings a chatas, oila, and a shlamin. The halacha is that if the mitzayra postponed going to the mikveh, that from the seventh day to the eighth day, that he only could bring the kabbonis on the ninth day. What will be the halacha, says the Gemara, says the Mishnah, in Gilech B'Shmini, if instead of shaving on the seventh day, he took the haircut on the eighth day? Maybe kabbonis by B'Yoyim, the Rebbe Kiva. Says Rebbe Kiva, he could still bring the kabbonis that day. Amalai, Rebbe Tarfin, says Rebbe Tarfin, Mabein Zela Mitzayra. Why are you treating a nazir different than a mitzayra? Zeh tarasa, and therefore, just like by mitzayra we just said, even Rabbi Kiva agrees that he can't bring the karbanos on the day that he took his shave. He would have to wait for the next day. So too ought to be the din by a nazir, says Rabbi Tarfin to Rabbi Kiva. Omaloi, Rabbi Kiva responds to Rabbi Tarfin, Zeh tarasa to loya b'yomav. The nazir Tara is dependent on the days. It's not dependent on the haircut. And therefore, even though he took a haircut today, he could still, as long as he went to the mikveh on the seventh day, and he postponed taking the haircut till the eighth day, it doesn't make a difference. He could wait as soon, if he went to the mikveh on the seventh day, and the seventh day passed, even though he waited for the haircut until the eighth day, he could bring the carbon on the eighth day. However, a mitzayra tarosa tului b'taglachtai, the shaving is in the crucial part of the purification of the mitzayra, and therefore later may be carbon of shemesh, unless there was a day passed, the day there was hair of shemesh after he took the haircut. The Karen Aira points out from our Mishnah that from here we seem to see that the haircut that a nazir who became Tameh is essential. Taglachas Tuma Makeves. Because if Rav Tarfin is saying, says the Karen Aira, that if he only took a haircut today, he can't bring the kabbonis today, it's obvious that the haircut is crucial. If he didn't have to take the haircut altogether, as we've mentioned earlier, and we still will learn a sugya, if the nazir who's tor has to take a haircut, is a makeves, is it essential, or is it not? If that were a halacha by the taglachas tuma, how could Rav Tarfin, says the Karen Aira, says the Chazon Ish, how could Rav Tarfin make such an issue out of it and say that if he took a haircut today, he has to wait for tomorrow till he brings kabbonis? He didn't even have to take the haircut altogether. So from here they say, we see that taglachas tuma is makevis. However, as we have pointed out earlier in our shiurim, this is not really the accepted psak of all mefarshim. The Mechas Chinuch brought rayas differently, and it seems that the Rambam holds that just like taglachas tahara loy makevis, so too taglachas tuma loy makevis. Says the Gemara, Kibla menei oloy. Did Reb Tarfon accept Reb Akiva's counter argument or not? Toshma, says the Gemara, we find the Braisa, the Tani Hillel. And as we try to point out, this Hillel is not to be confused with Hillel Azokin, because this Hillel Azokin preceded the time of Tarfon Reb Akiva. This is an Amira Hillel who taught a Braisa. With the Braises were normally taught after the Mishnais. Says the Braisa, Gilech b'shmini, maybe kabanayis b'tshi. That if somebody, if the Nazir only shaved his head on the 8th day, he only brings his kabanas on the 9th day. Says the Gemara, v'sal kedata kibla menei, if we're going to suggest the Reb Tarfon accepted what Rabbi Kiva said, so now, Laisi kabanayis b'shmini, why can't he bring his kabanas on the 8th day, as Rabbi Kiva says? It must be the Reb Tarfon stuck to his position. Says the Ma'amar of Reloi Kasha. Ha, the case of a Mishnah, where Rabbi Kiva says that if he takes the haircut on the 8th day, he could bring the haircut on the 8th day, is the Tavel B'Shvi, is where he went to the mikvah on the 7th day. There Rabbi Kiva says that since he went to the mikvah on the 7th day, and the 7th day passed, on the 8th day he could already bring Kabbalahs, even though he waited for the 8th day to take his haircut. However, ha, the case of the Braisa is the Loi Tavel B'Shvi, that he didn't take the haircut on the 7th day. He waited, he didn't go to the mikvah on the 7th day. He even waited to go to the mikvah to the 8th day. In a case where he waited to go to the mikvah for the 8th day, even Rabbi Kiva agrees that he could not bring Kabbalahs that day. He has to wait for Harav Shemesh and only bring Kabbalahs the next day. Ask the Rosh, that if that's what the Braisa means, that he Gilech b'shmini means that not only did he wait for his haircut to the 8th day, but he waited to go to the mikveh to the 8th day. So what does Mishnah say Gilech? The Mishnah should have said Toval. The Braisa should have said Toval b'shmini. Says the Rosh, since normally the Nazir went to the mikveh and took the haircut in the same day, when the Braisa uses the words Gilech b'shmini, it's the same as saying that he was Toval b'shmini, that he only went to the mikvah on the 8th day. But it could well be, according to the Gemara, that Reb Tarfon ultimately agreed with Rabbi Kiva in his position that if the person went to the mikvah on the 7th day, the Nazir went to the mikvah on the 7th day, had Harav Shemesh, but waited for the haircut until the 8th day, he would be allowed to bring kabbanos on that 8th day. The Meiri, in introducing the next piece of Gemara, teaches us that there were in Midbar Shalosh Machnas, three camps. There was the Mishkan, which was the Machnas Shechina. The Leviim were around the Mishkan, that's the second Machna. And then there was the Machna Yisrael, where the Shvatim lived. There are halachas where different people who have different levels of Tumah may or may not be. A Mitzayra, before we go further, similarly, corresponding in at Yisrael, when the Beis Hamikdash standing, there were three machnas. The Beis Hamikdash proper is the Machna Shechina. The area around it, from the Sha'an Nikner and the entire Harabayas, is the Machna Leviya, and the rest of the Yerushalayim is the Machna Yisrael. A Metzora may not be in any of the three machnas. A Metzora wasn't allowed to be in Yerushalayim. Azov is banned from the Machna Shechina and the Machna Leviya, but not from Machna Yisrael. And the Tamei Meis is banned from the Machna Shechina, but not from the Machna Leviya, and certainly not from the Machna Yisrael. One more word of introduction. The Torah speaks about a Zov, person who has a specific type of discharge. If he had that discharge for one day, he has the din like a Balkeri, goes to the mikveh, and if he remains Tahar, has Harav Shemesh, he's fine. If he has 2 days of Rias in two consecutive days, he becomes a Zov and he has to have Shiva Nakiyim. If he has 7 clean days, if he has 3 days of Rias, then he requires Shiva Nekiyim, and also must bring 2 birds as a carbon. Shtei Torah Mishnei B'nei Yoinam. Amar Abaya, says the Gemara Abaya says, Ashkechetinu Lechavin de Rav Nosson Bar Yoshe to Yasim Karmen. I found the colleagues of Rav Nosson Bar Yoshe were saying, the Pasuk says, regarding the Zov, when he completes his Ziva, when he brings his carbon, Uvol Ufnei Hashem, a Pasach al Moid, v'nesonim al Koyin, v'zman, Amos Uboy, when may the Zov come to the Machne Leviyah, as we're going to learn, and stand by the Shar Nikner, to give the Koyin his Kabonis, v'zman Shutovol, v'asa Harav Shemesh. If he had prior to that, Tefillin Harav Shemesh. Loi Tovol, v'asa Harav Shemesh, but if he did not have that, Loi, he may not enter the Machne Leviyah. Says the Gemara, Alma, we see from this that Ksavet Ful Yoyim Shel Zav, even though the Zav already went to the Mikvah, he is considered like a Zav, and therefore he may not come in to the Machne Leviyah. And as the Rishonim explain, and this is the way we're going to learn the Gemara, the explanation of the Rosh, not only is the Zav, who has to bring a carbon, not allowed to come into the Machne Leviyah until he has Tefillah and Harav Shemesh, so too is the Zav that only had 2 Riyas, even though he doesn't have to bring a carbon, but he's still a full-fledged Zav. And until he has Tefillah and Harav Shemesh, he may not enter the Machne Leviyah. Says Abaya, Amino Lohana No, and I said to them, Elama Atta, if so, Gabad Nozer Tamei Nami, the halacha should be by a Nozer, who became Tamei, the Ksiv, where the Pasuk says, El Koyin El Pesach Oil Moid, he should bring the Kabbonis to the Pesach Oil Moid, when is he allowed to come to the Machne Leviyah to give the Kohen the Kabbonis? This man should tovel Vasa Harav Shemesh. Doesn't mean that he has to wait for Tefillah Harav Shemesh. The Pasuk says the same thing by both, says the Gemara, that can't make sense. Because Michti, where did the person give the Kohen his carbon? As we said, by the Shah Nikna. Shah Nikna Hech Kiyom. Where was the Shah Nikna? As we said, Shah Leviyah. It was in the Machne Leviyah. V'tanya, and the halacha is, Tamei Meis is mutal likaris with Machne Leviyah. Tamei Meis may enter the Machne Leviyah. Moreover, v'loi Tamei Meis b'vat, not only may a Tamei Meis enter the Machne Leviyah, ela afilu Meis atzmoi, a Meis himself may enter the Machne Leviyah. What's the proof? Shenema, the Pasuk says, v'yikach Moshe is matzvus Yosef imoi, Moshe, all 40 years, Moshe Rabbeinu, all 40 years, the Klai Yisrael were in the Midbar, carried with himself the bones of Yosef, my imoy, imam b'mechitzasoy. They were with him. And Moshe Rabbeinu, we know, was a Levi, imam b'machne Leviyah. So we see that Tomei Mace, a Mace, and a Tomei Mace, certainly may be in a Machne Leviyah. Why, if we're following the colleagues of Rabbi Yonason's line of reasoning, then the Nazir has to wait for Tefillah and Harav Shemesh. Elam Abaya, Tful Yoyim Shazav, Lav Kazav Dami. And again, we follow the Pshat of the Rosh. As soon as the Zav goes to the Mikvah, he's allowed to come into the Machne Leviyah. But Tefillah Hachi, only Kivin the Mechusa Kapoa Lo Ayel. Only one specific type of Zav may not enter the Machne Leviyah after he went to the Mikvah. That's a Zav who had 3 Riyas, 3 sightings of Ziva in 3 consecutive days, that has to bring a carbon. So this individual has 2 issues with himself, even though he went to the Mikvah. Number one, he still needs Harav Shemesh. He has to wait till the night passes, as everyone who goes to the Mikvah. And also, he's a Mechusar Kippurim. He's obligated to bring the Kabbonis that we mentioned before, the Shtei Soirim, or the Shtei Bnei Yoina. That's why this individual, and only this individual, may not enter the Machne Leviyah until the next day. Now continues Abaye to say, how do we explain, how do we understand this from the Pasuk that was cited, that we said, the Pasuk says, Ubal lefnei Hashem ha-Pasuk ha-Moyed, Nesar ha-Malakayin, Amai, if the halacha would be that he could stand the machna levia. Amay karalei oil moyed. Why did the pasuk say oil moyed? The oil moyed is the machna shechina, the memra, to teach us ma hosam mechusuk kapara la'ayil. If the person is a mechusuk kapara, he can't go into the machna shechina. Similarly, afle machna levia nami mechusuk la'ayil. So too, he may not go in if he's a tful yoim that didn't have hair of shemesh and didn't bring the kabbonis. That type of zov may not enter even the machna levia. Ask the Gemara of Hosman Nolan, and how do we taka know that someone who is a mechusuk kippurim may not enter the machna shechina? The Tanya tamayiya. The pasuk says regarding somebody who is a tamay mace that kimei nida lezork olav tamayiya oitamasaboy. So the words tamayiya oitamasaboy seem to be redundant. They say the exact same thing to teach us that l'rabbis tefilyoyim, the pasuk of tamayiya teaches us that tefilyoyim is still considered tamay and may not enter the machna shechina. Oitamasaboy l'rabbis mechusuk kippurim, that even if he went to the, that even if he's already passed Erev Shemesh, as long as he mechusuk kippurim, he can't enter the machna shechina. And that's why the zov who has to bring a carbon, even if he went to the mikveh, may not enter the machna levia, machna Yisrael. Anyone who's a tful yoim may not enter the machna shechina. And similarly, anyone who's a mechusuk kippurim may not enter the machna shechina.